Okay, Rebbe Lesai, we're continuing our discussion of Bishul v'Shabbos, and what we discussed last time is that there is Bishul Nikli Rishon. There is presumably no Bishul in a Kli Sheni. And last time we spoke about that there are certain items which are between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. We discussed the dinim of Iroi, the machlokas between the Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam. We discussed the dinim of Oredo. We discussed the dinim of Davar Gush, and we put this onto the perspective that it depends on how we understand the Taisan Daf Mem. The difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni relates to whether it's Defanos Mechamamos or not Defanos Mechamamos. That's like a brief overview of what we spoke about last time we learned. What I want to talk about with you today is those situations when we have a problem with a Kli Sheni. Those situations that a Kli Sheni is potentially is usher, even though l'cha'ira standard Judaism is that Kli Sheni is mutter, but there are going to be three cases where Kli Sheni is taka usher, and those three cases are called mechzik mevashel, yad. Yet Mechzik Mevashel, Kalei HaBishol, and Yad Nechvesbo. These are the three cases that we're going to have to focus on that potentially Kli Sheni is Mevashel. And then I also want to talk about a few cases that we know for sure that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. And then hopefully we'll get into Kli Shlishi today. That's basically our goal. So let's talk about Mechzik Mevashel. The Mishnah tells me that kosher b'chamin lifnei Shabbos, sharon also b'chamin b'Shabbos. Chut mi dag maliach v'koyes ispinin. Shadachasan zuhi gemar malachdan. Right, it's quoted in Daf Lam and Tesamer Aleph. Basically, that anything that was cooked on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to cook again on Shabbos. This is the fundamental principle of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, the principle that the Tosfos HaRosh said no one ever disagreed with. Yeah, right. But that is the principle of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But, right, there are certain items that we don't say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul about, and that is the Dag Maliach and the Koyas Ispinin. Those are the things that we're going to talk about have the din of Kalei HaBishul, and therefore we are machmir. Now the lashon of the Mishnah is kol shebo b'chamin lifnei haShabbos shayin aysay b'chamin b'Shabbos. Anything that was cooked erev Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it on chamin in Shabbos. Kol shelo b'chamin lifnei haShabbos madichin also b'chamin b'Shabbos. Anything that was not cooked before Shabbos, you can do hadacha on Shabbos. That's a Lashon HaMishnah. Hadacha means Iroi. So something that was not cooked, you could do Iroi on. That's what it says in the Mishnah that appears on Kuf Mem Hei and is quoted on Lamed Tes. So I understand, according to the Rashbam, why I'm allowed to do Iroi on something that's Lola B'chaim and Lefnei HaShabbos. Right? Taisus on Lamed Tes calls it the Rashbah, but we know it's really the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, Iroi is not mevashel. And therefore, a dover that's lo b'chamin and lufnei haShabbos, something that was not cooked, you could do Iroi on, because Iroi does not cook it. That's grand, that's the Rashbam. But the Rabbeinu Tam says that Iroi is mevashel, al kol panim kedei klipa. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, how come something that was uncooked lufnei Shabbos, I'm allowed to pour on it for Shabbos? L'cha'ayra, it should be aser, because the Iroi is mevashel k'day klipa. So Zaktaisus, obviously, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Iroi that we're talking about is Iroi m'kli sheni. When I say davar shelo b'becham and lefnei haShabbos, something that was uncooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to do Iroi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Iroi cooks. Aye, how come I'm allowed to do it? Teretz is Iroi, Mikli Sheni. Iri Mikli Sheni. Zuck Taisus, whoa, dude, slow up, slow up, slow up. Iri Mikli Sheni, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That would imply that you can't put it in a Kli Sheni itself. You can only do Iri Mikli Sheni. Farvosnisht. How come I can't put in a Kli Sheni itself? Again, an uncooked item, right? Madichon Aseh B'chamin B'Shabbos. That means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Iri Mikli Sheni. But one second. That would imply that you cannot put it into the Kli Sheni itself. Why not? So there are two answers in Taisus. One answer in Taisus is that you're not allowed to put it in a Kli Sheni. Hoyo damayim chamin mechzi kemevashel. That there's a din of mechzi kemevashel. Pashto says this means that there's maris ayin, and you cannot put uncooked food in a Kli Sheni. Now, there is a Mishnah that says that I'm allowed to put tavlin. Mishnah Membeis says I'm allowed to put tavlin into a Kli Sheni. Zuck Taisvis, tavlin is different. And we'll give a few reasons for tavlin being different. Meaning, according to Taisvis, ordinary uncooked food, you cannot put in a Kli Sheni. Mechzi kemevashel. Tavlin is an exception. By tavlin, there is no mechzi kemevashel. That's approach one in Taisus. Approach two in Taisus is, no, Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Dabar shaloi ba b'cham lifnei HaShabbos madichin oisai, what he means is, yeah, you could do irim a Kli Sheni. You could even put it in a Kli Sheni itself. The only thing is, he wants to tell me that Kol Yosef Isbenin and Dag Maluch, you can't put in a Kli Sheni itself. So effectively, when I peel the onion apart, I end up with a machlekes in Taisus. Is there a din of mechzi kemevashel by a Kli Sheni? Opinion one in Taisus is that there is mechzi kemevashel in the Kli Sheni. Opinion two in Taisus is that there's no mechzi kemevashel in the Kli Sheni. Now, I should note, just for the sake of honesty, that these two opinions in Taisus are only within the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. If you hold like the Rashbam, that Iri is not mevashel at all, so then avada gevest, there is no such thing as mechzi kemevashel. I think that's Pashut, and that's Pashut and Tosis as well. So, Tosis is telling me, according to one opinion, that there is Mechzi Kimavashel. Magen Avram Se'if Katan Tesvav seems to paskin like this. Mishnah Berurah Se'if Katan Lamed Dalet quotes that Magen Avram, which means that there is a din of Mechzi Kimavashel in a. There's Mechzi Kimavashel in a Kli Sheni. Now, it says later on in the Mishnayos on Membeis that you're allowed to put Mayim into a Kli Sheni. How come there's no Mechzi Kemevashel on the Mayim? So the Primogonim writes, and we'll talk about this a little more again as we go on, that Mechzi Kemevashel means that the onlooker is going to come and say, that item was cooked. But when I am Ma'arev Mayim L'toch Mayim, if I mix water, so no one's going to come by and say, oh, that item was nispasho. Because since everything gets mixed up, right, just to translate mixed up into Yiddish, farmished, right, everything gets all farmished, so therefore you can't point to that and say, oh, that item was cooked. So therefore there's no mechzikim mevasho on a liquid. So b'kitzar ma'asa, the Mishnah Brura holds that there is mechzikim mevasho in a Kli Sheni.
Wouldn't that start on any similar item?
So any item there is mechzi kemevashel in a Kli Sheni, according to this line in the Mishnah Berurah, according to this approach in Mishnah Berurah, there is mechzi kemevashel in any item in the Kli Sheni. Tavlin is a notable exception, and mixing liquids is not shayach to mechzi kemevashel. Now, the other opinion in Taisus is that there is no mechsik hamavashel in a kli sheni. And the only thing that's problematic in the kli sheni are those things which are potentially kalei habishul. Even though the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Lamed Daled quotes this idea of mechsik hamavashel in the kli sheni, this idea does not really get traction in the poskim. Hard to know exactly why not, but when the poskim speak about inyanim bishul b'shabbos, they are talking about, oh, what's kali habishul, etc., 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 right? They're not really discussing the mechsik hamavashel. Now, it could be because kali habishul is a potential d'oraisa, mechsik hamavashel is only d'rabbanan, but this, with the exception of this Magen Avraham Seif Katan Tesvav, that's cited in the Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Lamed Daled, this opinion of Mechsik HaMavashel does not seem to make it. Okay, let's talk about, though, Tavlin, because it's clear that there is no Mechsik HaMavashel on Tavlin. It's Mutter Gomor to put Tavlin in a klisheni. Naisin hu l'teicha kara. It says on Daf Mem Beis that ha'ilfis ha'kedei rashevim erutachim, that you can't put tavlin into a kli rishon, avonosin l'teicha kara. You can put tavlin into a kli sheni. What's the pshat? Why is tavlin different? So ner lafi anias daiti, that there are four reasons why tavlin might be different. I found four reasons. Reason number one is the famous one. Tosas on Lamites writes, Tavlin is asuyin lamate kakadera velo mechsik hamavashel. Meaning, tavlin are not stuff that you cook on their own. Tavlin is something that flavors other stuff. It's asuyin lamate kakadera. You walk by my house, you see that I'm cooking a brisket. You're going to say Schwartz is cooking a brisket. You're not going to say that Schwartz is cooking bay leaves, even though there are bay leaves that I put in my brisket. There's no maris ayin, according to Tosis, on the tavlin, because since it's also lamate kakadera, no one's going to say that you're cooking it. Now, obviously, if you have, let's say, a carrot, or something which occasionally is used to spice something else, but also occasionally gets cooked on its own. So that would be usar libidotaisis, no? Because the whole hesber is that it is usui lamate kakadera. That's the shita of Tosis. The Or Zeruah, Reb Yitzchak of Vienna, in Simen Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Willig quotes this in his Sefer. The Or Zeruah writes, a different cheshbon. Tavlin is something that doesn't need cooking to exert its flavor. Tavlin can exert its flavor even b'tzoinin. So therefore, if you walk by my house and you see that I am cooking, that you see that there's tavlin in the pot, you're not going to say I'm cooking the tavlin, because what type of idiot cooks tavlin? You could get the flavor out of the tavlin mibli cooking at all. That's the cheshbin of the Or Zeruah. It's a nice cheshbin, no? Nice cheshbin. There's a third mahalach that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas. So again, we're talking about Shmir Shabbos 3.0, footnote 172. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that there's a din that there's a chi of meiser on certain foods, and there's no chi of meiser on other foods. Rav Shlomo Zalman lived in Eretz Yisrael, so Trumas and Meisus is always like on top of his mind. So he says, oh, Tavlin is a formal category. Tavlin means something that has no chi of maisris. That's an interesting mahalach also.
And therefore what?
And because there's no chi of maisris, So therefore, when the Mishnah tells me that Tavlin doesn't cook, the Mishnah knows, Chazal know that there are certain stuff that cook easily, certain stuff that cook with greater difficulty. We had our discussion about Melach and that. Chazal say Tavlin doesn't cook. You want to define what Tavlin is? Reb Shlomo Zalman says, I'll define it based on Chiyuv Trumas and Maisers. He doesn't explain why in Hilchos Shabbos, no? In Hilchos Shabbos, he doesn't really...
He's just being
Magdir. I don't think he's giving the Svara Bichlal. That's right. It's just a Hagdara. There... We'll leave now with three perushim. We won't say the fourth. There are a few items that the place can discuss whether they're a dinai ketavlin or not. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that his grandfather was an Orthodox Jew. His grandfather was Rav Chaim. Chaim presumably was Orthodox. Okay, gotcha. He had a beard. So Rav Chaim used to make tea on Shabbos by putting the tea in a kli sheni, ad kan. Maybe we're going to have a whole discussion as we go on about making tea on Shabbos. In the Sefer Nefesh Harav, that's Nefesh Harav, not Nefesh Herb. In the Sefer Nefesh Harav, Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav that Rav Chaim made tea in the kli sheni. Why? Zucked the Rav, because tea is tavlin. Now, 1 second. Why is tea tavlin? If I take the first approach, the approach of Tosfos, that the definition of tavlin is something that flavors something else. So tea ain't flavoring anything else. Right? When I have water with tea, the tea is the ikar davar. If you walk into my house and I'm cooking a brisket, you're not going to say I'm cooking a bay leaf. But if you walk into my house and you see me making tea, you're going to say I'm making tea. However, according to the Orza Ruah's Hagdara, we could say that tea is taka tavlin, because if the definition of tavlin is something that gives off flavor becold, betzonin, so my understanding is that tea will give off flavor, betzonin. Leave your tea bag in cold water long enough. Is it going to taste like tea? Yeah, it will. If that's the case, so tea taka is tavlin. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, again, I don't know enough about trumas and meisers. Is tea chayev and meiser? I think tea is a leaf. I don't think leaves are chayev and meiser. If it's not chayev and meiser, then one could argue that l'cha'ira it should be dinai ketavlin. I don't think Rav Shlomo Zalman, I mean, I know Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't say that. Rav Shlomo Zalman does talk about lemon. Is lemon considered tavlin? Shvisas HaShabbos of Katan Nun Zayin has a discussion about lemon. Chazanish has a discussion about lemon. Everyone and their uncle talks about lemon. Again, if I have a lemon and I soak it long enough in water, I think it will go evolve its flavor. There are some people who make lemonade that way, no? That would mean that, according to the Orza Ruah, lemon is tavlin. Lemon, though, is not something that's usually cooked on its own, no? 1 second, is it? I'm not sure. Does anyone cook a lemon on its own? You walk into my house, you see lemon cooking, you say, I'm cooking a lemon? I'm not sure. What?
Lemon tea.
Lemon tea.
I don't understand.
Yeah, so you put the lemon in the tea, that's the question, whether there's a bishul on that bit of lemon juice. Since the flavor come out when it's cold, according to the Orza Ruah, it's l'chayra, not dino, it is dino ketav on the lemon. And Shlomo Zalman tainus, that since it's based on what has a chiyuv trumas and maisris, so lemon has a chiyuv trumas and maisris, therefore lemon is not tavlin. Onions, batzel, are onions dinai ketavlin? The Taz writes that whatever is mamish a davar charef is not dinai ketavon. And this is the fourth shita that I wanted to say. It's not a complete shita. It's like an exception to the first three. Right? We have in Yerideya, Simon Sadivov, dinim of davar charef. Davar charef, even if it's Eino ben yomo, will give off its flavor. Zakt the taz, davar charef, is going to create a problem by Bishul no matter what. No matter what. The Mishnah writes that according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, l'kohu nosein chut midavar sheish bo chometz v'tzir. Chometz and tzir is taka worse than other stuff. Davar charef is worse than other things. So Taz says, davar charef is for sure not tavon. Is there a chi of trumas and maisers on onions? I believe there is. Does anyone eat onions on their own or cook onions on their own? Or is onion only there to flavor other stuff? L'chaira, onion only flavors other stuff. Does onion give off its flavor cold? I don't think it does. I think if you leave an onion in cold water long enough, the onion will sprout. But I don't think the water will taste oniony. You could taste it. You could do a taste test. There is a huge discussion achrayim in the Sefer Ktzos HaShulchan. He paskins that onion is certainly not a davar. The onion is certainly not tavlin. One second. No, I'm sorry. He paskins the onion certainly is tavlin against the Taz. The Ktzos HaShulchan Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet Os Yud paskins that onion is certainly tavlin. He doesn't accept the Taz's chumra of davar charef. To say the onion is tavlin, l'chayre, means that you're not saying the arzerua, assuming I'm right, that onion does not give off its flavor when it's cold. So these are some of the discussions about what is called tavlin. I should point out that in the Ktzos HaShulchan, in the Bade HaShulchan Kuf Chaf Dalet Os Yud Dalet, he points out that there's a steer in the Perish HaMishnah of the Rambam between Maseches Maisers and Maseches Shvi'is about what's considered Tavlin. Like, okay, gotcha. Like, I don't know. I don't know exactly how am I Magdir Tavlin. The Shvi'is HaShabbos also writes that do you put lemon in your tea on Shabbos. So he says in Chutz La'aretz, he didn't see anyone who was machmir on it. He did not know anyone who would not put lemon in the tea. In Eretz Yisrael, he saw there some who are machmir. Okay, gotcha. Let's go weiter. So what I spoke about so far are the dinim of mechzik mevashel. And we know that there's no Mexican Mabasha on Tavlin, but it's a little unclear what exactly the definition of Tavlin is. And I guess it's probably a way of discussing this Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Taz, not as defining Tavlin, but as exceptions to Tavlin. And maybe what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying is that anything that has a Chiyuv Trumas and Maisus is an exception and can't be Tavlin. And what the Taz is saying is that Davar Charef is an exception and it can't be Tavlin. Oh. Kali HaBishul. So the Mishnah says, Ko Yisa Ispin and Dag Malich is Kali HaBishul. The Gemara on Lamed Tes says that Gilgal Beit Samai, if you take an egg and you make it rounder somehow, you lay the fire, the Gemara says, that's Doma to koyos hispin and dag maliach. That means that a beitzah is also kali habishul. The Rishonim discuss putting bread in a kli sheni, the Mechlokas Yireim and Ravia, about whether we assume bishul acharafia. If you're machmir, obviously you hold that yesh bishul acharafia, and you're also saying that kali habishul is a problem. Zak v'chazanish, right? The only things that are a problem of Kali HaBishul are the cases that are mentioned in Shas. or cases I mentioned often in the Rishonim. Don't make up your own Kali Habeshul, the Chazanish says. But there's like a fundamental question. I would say this is like a question to modern Orthodoxy and the rest of the world. Are things presumed mutter unless proven usser? Things presumed usser unless proven mutter? No? So over here, the Chazanish is saying that things are presumed, I guess the Chazanish is modern Orthodox, right? Things are presumed mutter unless you know for sure that it's usser. The Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katin Membeis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that we have to be choishish that everything is Kalei HaBishul. Kevan She'enon Nubekiyin, so therefore, Shara Devarim, you should not put a klisheni because it might be Kalei HaBishul. That's a Mishnah Berurah Se'if Katin Membeis. He says the only exceptions are Tavlin, Mayim, and Shemen. Those are things that are called Choymei HaBishul. Mishnah Berurah says things are presumed Usser until proven Mutter. The Sefer Yireyim, Kuflam Adalar Amid Beis, Sefer Yireyim writes that we are Marchiv, the concept of Kali HaBishul, because Ein Anu Bikiyim. There is a school of scholars who assume that the Sefer Yireyim is a proto Chassid Ashkenaz. Proto in the sense of you see ideas of the Chassid Ashkenaz in the Sefer Yireyim, who's earlier than the Chassid Ashkenaz. One of the notions of the Chassid Ashkenaz is that they tried to be Lotzeis Kol Hadeos. And they tried to be, unless you know for sure that something is mutter, it's going to be Aser. And my understanding is that the Sefer Yireyim, more than any other Rishon, uses this notion of Ein Anu Bekiyim as a Chumrah. The Sefer Yireyim writes, the guys in the Nidash here remember, since Ein Anu Bekiyim about what exactly is the Shear of a Gris, so therefore we have to be Machmir and Ksamim, no? Entirely. Adshi Yetzeh Safek Milibay. Or until the Shear of the Macholas Bizman Hazah, right? The idea of a gris is that it's based on the blood of a gnat of some sort. And since our gnats today are like 5 or 6 millimeters as opposed to 19 millimeters, the shir ksamim, the reyim, is much smaller than everyone else's. Eino no bekiyim, lahachmir. In Hilchos Shabbos, there's a din that the malach of toichin, min ha-toires and yamamish grind something. Haiman deparim soka chay misham tochin. If I take a vegetable and I cut it up very finely, you're ginsu knives, so you're chay misham tochin. Zakt the rishonim. This is true only if you cut the vegetable dak dak. Cut it very fine. Zakt the yireyim. Shir dakusam lo no dalanu. Therefore, you should be machmir on cutting vegetables because it might be considered dak dak. Shir dakusam lo no dalan. You have to cut vegetables in a way that zikher, it is a big piece. The Yireyim, I think, is more likely than other Rishonim to use this concept of in anu bekiyim as a chumrah. So let's go slowly. The Yireyim assumes in anu bekiyim, therefore we're machmir and we're marchiv the concept of Kali HaBishul to everything, like the Mishnah Berurah. Everything besides those things that we know are mutter. Mayim, Shemen, Tavon. The Ran on Chof HaMalaf B'dapei HaRef, Rev Rimon points this out in his Sefer. The Ran says that who says anything cooks even in the Kli Rishon? We're not sure. So therefore, we're machmir in the Kli Rishon that everything cooks besides Basar Shar and Melach, according to some. Meaning, the Ran is saying that Kalei HaBishul is a much more narrow concept. He can't be using in Anu Bekiyim to be Machmir in a Kli Sheni if he's using in Anu Bekiyim to be Machmir in a Kli Rishon, no? So the Ran, Rav Rimon points on his Sefer, the Ran wants to say, the Ran argues, and the Ran would be more like the Chazanish, The Mishnah in the Bir Halacha in Seif Dalet, Diba Hamaskel Koyas, he quotes the Rosh and Harambam. Then the Rambam writes Koyas Ha'ispinin, etc. V'chein Kol Kiyotzi B'zeh. Zot the Mishnah Bir V'chein Kol Kiyotzi B'zeh is a raya that I'm right. It's a raya that we're marchiv the concept of Kalei Habishol to anything. Now, this point, of course, is debatable because there is room to create a third opinion. Right? The third opinion might be, and this seems to be what Achrayim say regarding tea, that we know Dag Maliach and Koyas Ha'isbenin is Mevashel Nekli Sheni. According to Rabbi Nutam, it's Mevashel even Irui Nekli Sheni. Gotcha. We don't know about other stuff. But there are certain things that Einenu Haro'os, it's Mevasho in the Klisheni, for sure. Tea. But you make tea in the Klisheni, it's Mamesh Geshmak. It for sure gets cooked in the Klisheni. So it could be that when the Rambam writes, V'chein Kol Kiyotze B'zeh, the Rambam isn't going as far as the Mishnah Brura to be Marchiv Kalei Habishol to include anything, anything and everything. But maybe he is Marchiv Kalei Habishol to include certain things. Those items like tea that you know for sure, or it seems for sure, are going to be cooked in the Klisheni. Again, so far I have the Reb Chaim that tea is a tavlin, and it definitely does not cook in the Klisheni, which we explained based on that Arisa Ruah. On the other side, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Tes has, and the Tshuva of Reb Yaakov Etlinger in the Binyan Zion and Simin Yud Zayin has, is that there's a Chi of Skila if you cook tea in a Kli Sheni, potentially, because we know for sure it's a Kalei Habishol. Again, I want to talk about like how we cook tea specifically in a few minutes. Now, it's worth noting that even though the Mishnah Brura significantly is marchiv, the category of Kalei Habishol, and he says anything is potentially Kalei Habishol, nonetheless, in the Bidiyevit situation, Dahainu in a Maisa Shabbos situation, if I want to know, is the food kosher or treif on Shabbos? So then I will use the Mitzumtzam definition of Kalei Habishol and say only those things I mentioned in Shas. Koyesusin, Dagmaliach, Beitza, only those things are called Kalei Habishol. That's found in the Bir Halacha, Se'if Yud, Dibra Hamaskel, Usser. The Bir Halacha over there writes that the Inyan B'diyeved, we use the Mitzumtzam definition of Kalei Habishol. So let's go on. I have two things to be machmir on so far in the Klisheni. I have Mechzik Mevashel, and I have Kalei Habishol. The third thing to be machmir on the Klisheni is found in the Chaya Odom in Klal Chof Ois Dalet, where the Chaya Odom invents a concept called Yad Nichvesbo. We pointed out in our youth that there are different shitas in Rishonim as to why there's a distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. And I liked a diuk that I had in the Rashi that only if it's Mirutach is there Bishon the Kli Rishon. If it's not Mirutach, it isn't. So Ken Zayin, what that means is that if it's Mamish Roseach, that's Bishol. Bishol is a din in temperature. It's not a din in Rishon versus Sheni versus Shlishi. It's just most often, right, Masheret and Lamed Tes, most often things cool down when they end up in the Kli Sheni. That would be like this Chaya Adam, that Kli Sheni, when it's Yad Nichves, is going to be Mevashon. Shvisas HaShabbos in the Hakdama Se'if Yud, Hakdama to Bishul Sif Yud. Shvisas HaShabbos writes that according to the Chaya Adam, if you have water that's already Yad Seila Despai, and you heat that water to go from Yad Zoledis until Yad Nechves, you just violated the Doraisa of Bishol. Because Yad Nechves is the real definition of Bishol. Again, this would fit in with my Rashi, even though the Chayei Adam does not quote the Rashi. The Chayei Adam does quote as a proof to his Yesod. He says, "Kemosha kasavti b'sifri Sharei Tzedek." The Sefer Sharei Tzedek is the Chayei Adam Sefer on Halachas of Eretz Yisrael. There are dinim of kviyas l'maaser. I believe we mentioned this already. I'm allowed to eat food aray. I'm allowed to go into your field and just like nibble on the food. But once it's kavua, I cannot eat. What is kavua? So we said that the Tiferes Yisrael gives a mnemonic, kesimchas esh. Kesimchas esh means something ayidei chum, ayidei bishul, is going to be kviyas l'maaser. The Rambam writes that if it's in even a klisheni, if it's yad nichves, it's kviyas l'maaser. Zot b'chayu adam, you could borrow that halacha from hilchas maaseris and apply to hilchas Shabbos. Now, of course, this is debatable because, like we noted a few times, who says the halachos of bishul b'Shabbos are similar to the halachos of bishul by many other areas of halacha? No? Could be that there are different taiches of bishul in different areas of halacha. But the Chayei Adam obviously feels I could borrow this halacha of bishul inyan meiser, I could borrow it from meiser to carry over to Shulchan Aruch, to carry up to Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, it's if you dalet. So it says that you're allowed to put mayim. I could put water to take away the chill next to the fire to take away the chill. It has to be far enough away that it won't get yad soladas. Zuck the parentheses after the word yad soladas. Perush mischamemes v'nichves. Meaning the definition of yad soladas is yad nichves. No, that lachar would be against this chayah adam. But it's worth noting that oftentimes when the translations appear in the Shulchan Aruch, the translations are not really Ramah. Especially if you have a translation in parentheses, that means it was something that was put into the Shulchan Aruch by the printer in the 1572 edition of the Shulchan Aruch. That means that I don't know how much halachic credibility I give to the definition in Seif Yudalad that Yad Seiladis means Yad Nichves. What exactly is Yad Nichves? If you assume there's a difference between Seiladis and Nichves, what is Yad Nichves? So the Yad Yehuda writes that in Yerideya that Yad Nichves is going to be that leaves a mark on your hand. There are different temperatures. Any of you going to medical school ever? The different temperatures of types of burns that will give a first degree, second degree, third degree burn, right? Does it leave a mark? How much of a mark it leaves? That's Yad Nichves. That is really giving some sort of definition of Yad Nichves, but again, I don't know what it means. The Chazon Ish has an interesting approach. The Chazon Ish writes, by the way, the Mishnah Brura Paskins, like this Chayei Adam, that Yad Nichves is a problem, even in the Klisheni. That's found in the Mishbura Sivkat and Memchas. The Chazon Ish writes that he's not sure whether Yad Nichves is going to be a problem or not. Aval, mi yochol lohakel be'isr Shabbos hachomor. So it's like a funny thing. The Mishbura and the Chazon Ish end up pretty much in the same place. Right, the Mishnah Brura has a broad definition of what's called Kalei HaBishul. So therefore, don't put stuff in the Klisheni. The Chazon Ish has a narrow definition of what's called Kalei HaBishul, but he says, don't put stuff in the Klisheni because Ken Zayin, it's a Yad Nichves. The Chazon Ish writes, Mi Yachol LaHakel, but Yisra Shabbos HaChomer. So therefore, right, maybe it's considered a Yad Nichves. But the Chazon Ish writes that this idea is true only in the Kli Sheni. By the time it's going to be in the Kli Shlishi, for sure it's not Yad Nichves. For sure it's going to cool down. Theoretically, if you'd have a Kli Shlishi, that would be Yad Nichves, according to the Chazon Ish, it could be a problem. Now, there is another approach to the sugya of Yad Nechves. Remember, we have Mayrashi. We have L'chaya Adam, who's borrowing the halacha by Hilchas Meiser. And we also have Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noeh in the Ktzeis HaShulchan. Simin Kufchof Dalet Din Yud. He says that there's a sugya on Membeis about bathing on Shabbos. Sugya on Mem, about bathing on Shabbos. And the Gemara distinguishes between Sefer and Ambati. And the Gemara says that Ambati is very cham, it's very hot. So therefore, you shouldn't add cold water to the Ambati. Zuck the Reb Avraham Chaim Noeh, that's the makor for the din of Yad Nechves. Because the Ambati, I spoke about this one time. One time, at one point in my life, I was like living in Mattisdorf, and there's like the Belzer Beis HaMikdash across the street. So Erev Yom Kippur, you go to the mikveh, and the Belzer Beis HaMikdash, and they have like three mikvos. There's Kar, there's Cham, and there's Cham Ma'od. Okay, so you go into the mikveh that is Cham Ma'od, mamish, you're going to come out Nechves. Right? It's mamish, wow, that's Cham Ma'od. Right, says the Reb Avraham Chaim Noeh, then his opinion, the sugya of Ambati is the source of this din of Yad Nechves. This issue is relevant for the following. The Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa in footnote 175. He notes that Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to put water into a kli sheni. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bat an eyelash. You don't want to put water in a kli sheni. Why? Don't I have to be nervous that it's Yad Nechves? Or don't I have to say, al kol panim, oh, if it's Yad Nechves, don't put the water in? So footnote 175 in the Shmir Shabbos says, in his opinion, the din of Yad Nechves only applies to those things which are potentially Kalei Habishol. Water, which is for sure not Kalei Habishol, is going to be mutter to put into a kli sheni, even if it's Yad Nechves. If I hold, though, like the Ktzeis HaShulchan, that the source of Yad Nechves is this din of Ambati, Ambati dafka means I'm pouring cold water into the hot water. That would mean that I have to be choshesh by Mayim, even in a klisheni, if it's Yad Nechves. I have a fellow who like loves to listen to my shiurim, David Brownstein, his name is. So David Brownstein, whenever I say something in the shiur that he's not sure about, he sends it to Rabbi Forsheimer, who's like the posek in the Lakewood Yeshiva. So he writes to Rabbi Forsheimer, what's the din of putting water in a kli sheni that's Yad Nechves? Or water in a kli shlishi that's Yad Nechves? What's the din? So Rabbi Forsheimer writes back that the Chaya Adam is not machmir on this. Yeah, that is true. The Chaya Adam is not machmir on this. But according to the Ktzeis HaShulchan, I would say there is reason to be machmir. Again, in that footnote in that footnote 175 in the Shmir Shabbos, he discusses that maybe the Chumr of the Chaya Adam does not apply to water. It's worth noting that the Chumr the Chai Adam of Yad Nechves is Mufurash against the Rambam. The Tshuva of the Shoyal Meshev, Rabbi Yosef Shoyal Nathanson, is quoted there in the Shmir Shabbos, footnote 175. He points out that if you read the Rambam in Perek Chof Beis Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that Kli Sheni is Mutter, Afilu Roschem. Roschem is zikr Yad Nechves. It's mamish boiling. Boiling means 212 at sea level. The Rambam holds that it is, The Rambam holds that even if it's Roschem, we have the coolest of Kli Sheni. Whether Yad Nechves would apply to a Kli Shlishi, so the Chazanish says in Metzias it would not. But Moshe says, Alpi Halacha, it wouldn't. Just if you can give me permission to go 2 more minutes overtime, I would like to finish You know what? I won't, because we'll pick up from here tomorrow. We'll have to pick up from the dinim of Chomrei Habishul tomorrow, and we'll go weiter. Again, we have enough time. We'll finish, then we'll give a bechina. Sometimes I go quicker this year. I'm actually preparing the shiurim a little bit, so we're going a little bit slower. Okay, any questions or comments, gentlemen? Okay, have a grand and glorious day.